This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley in Rockingham County with Jeremy Daubert, Dairy Extension Educator. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your job.
Thanks for having me, John. I'm a dairy educator in Rockingham County, so I work mostly with dairy farmers. I'm one of the only two dairy extension educators in Virginia. But Rockingham County is the biggest dairy county in the state. We have almost half the dairies just right here in this county and the county just south of us. So I work just providing education to farmers, assessing the needs, and kind of doing whatever I need to do in the community.
That number of dairy farms is going to make it both fun on one side, but also challenging.
Yeah, that's for sure. I like the variety because we have so many, so we have a lot of variety in dairy farms. Large ones, small ones, we got robotic dairies, a little bit of everything. So it is a challenge, but it's what makes the job fun.
So tell us a little bit about Agribility.
So Agribility is another one of the hats that I wear. It's a USDA-funded program in about 27 states in the country, and Virginia is one of those. We partner with Easter Seals, Virginia Tech, Virginia State University, and Extension in Virginia. And we try to help farmers with disabilities or injuries, and it can be a whole range of things, from aging injuries to somebody that's had an injury and lost a limb. So we just try and make a farm easier and safer so that they don't have further injuries.
Maybe you've had a recent experience there where you were able to provide something and coordinate and make it happen for someone with a disability.
Yeah, so every situation is different that we work with. So we never quite know what we're getting into. Like I said, some of them are very simple where we can just provide longer handle tools, you know, just don't have the strength to use shorter handles. Sometimes it's adding a step to a tractor if they just can't step quite as high as they used to. We've had to make adaptations to four-wheelers, skid loaders, if they have lost arms and just need everything on one side or the other. So we've done a lot of different things.
What a fantastic program. Now, here in Virginia, you've had some challenges for the dairy industry over the past couple of years. Share with folks, particularly those not in this region, what's going on in the Shenandoah Valley?
So we're like a lot of the dairies in the East Coast, but this past year we've just been really, really dry. We're kind of in a dry area to start with here in the valley. Our average rainfall is about 37 inches a year, which is not a lot. But we kind of make it work as long as we get timely rains. But we're below 20 inches for this year so far, so we're quite a bit below normal. We finally had 2 inches of rain yesterday, so we're real excited about that.
One of the things that makes the Shenandoah Valley kind of unique, in my opinion, is that you have dairy farmers who also are poultry farmers as well.
Yeah, so the farmers have had to diversify a lot around here. So the poultry industry is really big. Turkeys, chickens, there's a couple different companies, integrators here. But a lot of farms are doing both dairy, poultry, beef, and we also have a lot of produce grown in this area.
Tell us a little bit about lifestyle, because for you, it's like a lot of other people. You do have a job, but your vocation is not only the thing that gets you deeply involved in agriculture.
Yeah, we used to have a dairy farm. We never got out of it altogether, so we still have about 25 head of dairy cows. We do a lot of showing kind of all over the place. My children were very involved with 4-H and FFA, the Junior Holstein Association. So really enjoy showing and taking care of cows and breeding them.
The Holstein Association really takes a little bit of your time and effort. You really work hard at that along with your wife.
Yeah, my wife's the secretary treasurer of Virginia Holstein, so she's really involved. And then just the animals, we get up and we milk a couple cows every morning. We get home from work and we got to milk them in the evenings too, just like every other farm. I tell people it's a lot less cows, but you still got to do it twice a day.
What are the programs you're looking at in the spring? Have you got any things on the agenda for you in the spring that you think be going to be happening?
So we're working on filling out our program. We've got some of the things we do every year, like our no-till conference. We have a youth farm safety day in March that's really well attended. And then we're probably going to do some workshops, some production workshops on maybe mastitis control and calf health.
Jeremy Daubert, Rockingham County Extension, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.